Something about the rigid way he stood made Grace suspect that Julian didn't care for the attention, but to his credit, he wasn't openly rude. Still, his smile didn't reach his eyes, and it was nothing like the one he'd given her last night.
"My pleasure," he said to the women.
The giggles that erupted were deafening. Grace shook her head in disbelief. Women, get some dignity. Then again, given Julian's face, body, and smile, she felt a little giddy every time he looked at her, too. So who could really blame them for acting like prepubescent girls at a shopping mall rock concert? All of a sudden, Julian looked past his sea of raging hormonal admirers to meet her gaze. Grace arched an amused brow at him. Instantly, his smile vanished. His eyes focused on her like a hungry predator that had just found its next meal.
"If you'll excuse me," he said,
then waded through the women and headed directly toward her. Grace gulped, noting the instant hostility of the women who frowned en masse in her direction. But worse was the sudden, raw surge of desire that tore through her, making her heart pound out of control. And with every step he took, it increased tenfold.
"Greetings, Agapemeni," Julian said,
lifting her hand up to place a kiss on the backs of her knuckles. A heated wave of electricity danced up her spine, and before she could move, he pulled her into his arms and gave her a hot, soul-wrenching kiss. Instinctively, she closed her eyes and savored the warmth of his mouth, his breath, the feel of his arms holding her close to a rock-hard chest. Her head reeled from it. Oh, but the man knew how to give a kiss. Julian had a way with his lips that defied explanation. And his body. Never had she felt anything like those lean, hard muscles flexing around her. It was only the barely audible, "Hussy," one of the women sneered, that broke the spell.
"Julian, please," she whispered. "There are people watching us."
"Do you think I care?"
"I do."
He pulled his head away from hers with a low growl and set her back on her feet. It was only then she realized she'd completely surrendered her weight to him, and he had supported it without effort. Her cheeks scalding, Grace caught the envious stares of the women as they reluctantly dispersed. His face showing the depth of his displeasure and reluctance, Julian let go of her and stepped back.
"Finally," Selena said with a sigh. "I can almost hear again."
She shook her head.
"If I'd known that would work, I'd have kissed him."
Grace gave her a sideways smirk.
"Well, it's your own fault."
"How do you figure?" Selena asked.
Grace indicated Julian's clothes with a wave of her hand.
"Look at how he's dressed. You don't bring a Greek god out into public wearing shorts and a tank top two sizes too small. Geez, Selena, what were you thinking?"
"That it's 102 degrees out with 110% humidity? I didn't want him to die of heat stroke."
"Ladies, please," Julian said, placing himself between them. "It's far too hot to stand out in the street fighting over something as trivial as my clothing."
He swept a hungry look over Grace, then smiled a smile that could make any woman melt.